Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott, joining you in Oilers Now from the 630 Chad Studios. Brendan, Doobie Brothers to open today's show. Please tell us why.
Tom Johnston.
There we go. That's the right microphone. Tom Johnston, founding member, vocalist, guitarist from the Doobie Brothers, born today in 1948. It's his 73rd birthday.
There you go. Oilers Now today brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. It's not just Tom Johnson's birthday today. Somebody else's birthday. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Well, if you follow me on Twitter, you've already seen it. But Matt T., Craig McTavish, he's 60-something. I don't know what it is. Now with the St. Louis Blues. Dad had spent 9 seasons with the Oilers as a player, 8 seasons as a head coach, 7 as an executive. This is Oilers Now. We have a jam-packed show. Brendan, how did it go on Friday, by the way?
I think we handled it great here. I know the listeners are curious how it went on the course for you and Reed.
Well, first of all, a special shout-out at the Chorus Golf Tournament. Wonderful job done by all the support staff, including all those people in Tales from Sales. Kevin Spriggs and the previous Brendan Ulrich, who, by the way, Mr. Escott, if you ever want to make real money, you got to sell. I know John Cusack in the movie said Say Anything did a whole piece where he didn't want to admit and talk about the importance of selling, but you got to sell. Comes with the territory. We all, Arthur Miller said it best, the former great writer that was married to Marilyn Monroe. We're all salesmen, right? In Death of a Salesman in one form or another. Somewhere out there, Willie Loman is listening to this show. Anyhow, the sales team was there, and they were wonderful. We had a couple by the name of Gordon Yvonne. They're from Camrose. And these poor, unfortunate souls bid a little bit of money to golf with Reed and myself. Brendan, it was, it's the first time I was on the golf course. You ready for this? Since before Dave Tippett had ever coached a game for the Edmonton Oilers. The last time I was on the course was at the Barry Cates Media Golf Tournament, which is at the start of the season. The Oilers haven't done it the last couple of years. So this would have been in September of 2019, and I golfed with Dave Tippett. And I was much better that day, for whatever reason, than I was on Friday. I think we maybe used one of my putts the entire day, one of my draw. It was. But the people were great, and I'll say this about Gordon Yvonne. I like people that are chill when they golf. The guys that sit there, like, if you are paying to play anything, hockey, basketball, flag football, golf, if you are paying to play and you take it too seriously, I think you need to reevaluate things, okay? Now, if you're getting paid to play, you're probably pretty damn good. And so, as a result, that's a little bit different. That's your profession. But Gordon Yvonne were awesome. We had a bidding war for the dinner with Oilers general manager Ken Holland. And dead heat came down to. So, Steve from Legacy and Trent from Wilhawk will have to get everything straightened around there. Apparently, there was it was an interesting night, to say the least. So, that was awesome. And then, Brendan, I pulled off the doubleheader on Saturday. Double dipped on Saturday. Courtesy of the Oilers Entertainment Group, was able to take the family and enjoy the game. Canada against Czechia, unbelievable goal that was scored during the course. A pretty slick move, let me tell you. Did you see it?
I sure did. And that was, what, his third time attempting the move.
Yeah.
So pretty impressive.
It was a nice goal. So anyways, Canada ends up Mason McTavish, who is going to be on the Anaheim Ducks this year. Dallas Aikens, by the way, currently is in the process of flying, I believe, back to Cali after spending some time with one of the preeminent football programs in the country doing a little bit of professional development. But yeah, Kent Johnson scored a fantastic goal. Connor Bedard. Canada plays again tonight, but Canada's looked pretty good so far. In fact, Canada plays at 4 today against Finland. So I took in the Team Canada game at 4 and then headed over to Commonwealth Stadium. Special shout out to Trent and Sherry from James H. Brown for coming through and setting us up. And what a bizarre night that was. First of all, the Elks played pretty well. Like, they limited Saskatchewan's offense to, what, under 300 yards total? But, you know, sometimes you do things that lose games. Like turning the ball over on about the 10-yard line when you're marching it offensively on a blown handoff, and then... how about the kick return for a touchdown right at the end of the half? That was a killer.
It was, and it was a stupid penalty that led to the Elks kicking from their own, 15-yard line. So Saskatchewan had a short porch anyway, and then it was blown special teams coverage. It's been a real tough go for the Elks, who, as you're alluding to, Bob, just seem to find different ways each week to lose the game, whether it's big plays or, like you said, fumbling in the red zone on a handoff. Take command. If you're the quarterback in that situation and it's a read play, pull the ball out.
We had a few of the former Eskimo players in Sweden. A lot of people took time, and the game got shut down for a while, so it was a little bit scary in the building as well, just because of... I don't think people were that concerned. Obviously, everybody got into, the concourse and got covered and everything. But, man, they were dying. Like, Trent was just... it was killing them. Watching what was happening. I mean, this is a guy who won a Grey Cup with the Eskimos and loved the Eskimos and cares about the Elks. So tough. So what are they now? They're 2-7 or
yeah, 2-7.
Okay, and the only two wins have come against Eastern Conference teams,
Montreal and Hamilton.
And what do we got coming up for the Edmonton Elks?
A back-to-back against Ottawa. They're out in Ottawa this Friday, and then it's the reverse fixture next Saturday here.
And where's your headspace at as an observer of the league? What do you think?
Ottawa is essentially the East's version of Edmonton this year. So these are two very winnable games. If you want to keep yourself in any sort of contention, you're essentially looking now, having dropped both games to Saskatchewan, at chasing down Calgary for that Eastern crossover spot. And so it's going to be difficult no matter what. But it started last week. It especially starts right now.
All right. Here's what we got coming up for you. We're going to hear a couple clips from Ken Holland in the opening half hour of the show. He joined us last week. And then on today's show, regular contributor to the show on Mondays, courtesy of Legacy Heating and Cooling, John Shannon. At 1:05 today, the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Jay Woodcroft, will join us. And at 1:35, the former general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets and twice the assistant GM of the Edmonton Oilers, the current president and CEO of the American Hockey League, Scott Housen, will be on today's edition of Oilers Now as well. You can reach us anytime on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. I saw Blair Morin from the River Cree out at the Chorus Golf Tournament as well. Get charged up for summer. In fact, they won the tournament, Brendan. And I think they won. I think they had a couple guys that were what do they call it? Like
scratch golfers.
Yeah, like I'm probably a 30 to 36. Right? That's what I am.
Yeah,
these guys were like one or twos, right? They're pretty. Is that the terminology?
For your handicap.
Yeah, they're like two handicaps.
Yeah.
Okay,
scratch golfers.
And they ended up winning the tournament. Allegedly. I don't know, Blair. No, they're pretty good golfers. So congrats to them. So speaking of the River Cree Resort Casino, you can get charged up for the summer. Bring your player's club card to the venue. Get a free River Cree portable charger. For more information, head to the rivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on the Ashley Pine Floors text line 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to Ashley Pine Floors for more information. Brendan Escott's available at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. I'm at Bob underscore Stauffer, and the show Twitter account is at Oilers Now. Is it the calm before the storm? Is that what's going on right now? Today's top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. It's quiet. There is a group of managers that are on a junket in the process of heading over to Europe. The Oilers have got several support management types in Edmonton for the second week of the World Junior Championship. By the way, the crowd on Saturday got up to about 5,200. I know one thing, Brendan, it's interesting. Canada, I believe, every game is scheduled. Well, they play at 4 today against Finland. And they are not going to be playing late games later in the week during the quarterfinal, semifinal. And, you know, originally, of course, you would have thought all the games would have been sold out. Several contributing factors have undermined the success of the tournament. I think we all know there's a cloud over Hockey Canada, which is unfair to the current group of players. I think we all know that. It is also the summer and deep into the summer. We're talking August, where a lot of people are gone on holidays. We actually rescheduled our holidays in the Stauffer household to be here for the World Junior event. And then the other thing is, frankly, the Oilers had a lengthy playoff run, which made it a little bit challenging. For some people, the money only goes so far, and I get that. And I feel for guys like Terry O'Flynn that were part of the driving group for this. And I'll be very intrigued to see if it just recalibrates like normal for Halifax coming up at Christmas time. What do you think? Is it tough to sell hockey at this time of year?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that on Friday's show, and it, you know, some people texting in talking about the ticket prices. I think you're going to get that at any time of year. The other thing I wonder, Bob, is because the 4 o'clock start times for Canadian games are to cater to the Eastern television audience. Is that always the case? Like when the tournament's here, is the marquee time slot always 4 o'clock puck drops?
Well, you see, what happens in the past is the tournament was always sold out, so it didn't matter when they played. Now you are, like, I know Friday, I believe Canada, if they advance the semifinal, they're playing in the early game on Friday. They're not playing in the evening game. I'm thinking you might have been able to get more people at the evening game. A very interesting text here, and I'm going to give the texter credit because he's calling me out on something here. He says, Bob, if this treatment is unfair to the current Canadian junior roster, then why is it that a war in the Ukraine and banning the Russians wasn't unfair to the kids who had nothing to do with starting a war? Riddle me that. Okay. That's, you know what, I'd say that's, I don't necessarily 100% agree with that, but I think that is a fair assessment to have. Unfortunately, let's face it, there's a cloud over Hockey Canada. I think we all know that. That said, it doesn't have anything specific to do with the current players. And if your point is current Russian hockey players shouldn't be victimized because of the political aggressiveness of a regime, I guess you could make a bit of that argument. This one comes in from Dwight, who says, cost per ticket is way too high for the general economic climate, and the demand is just too low for day games in the summer. That is another explanation. Kelly says, Bob, the biggest reason that I'm not attending the World Junior Hockey Championships are the astronomical ticket prices. The fact that we're experiencing beautiful weather, I'd rather be outside, and the 4 o'clock start times to appease Eastern Canadian audience who don't even live in the province. That one comes to us from Kelly. So there's a couple different perspectives there. Stephen from BC says, Bob, two is not a scratch, guys. Great golfer, but not a pro. close enough. Are we talking semantics here? I don't know. You can text us 780-496-0063. Oilers, I said it is the calm before the storm. We got to wait and see what happens here. Again, the training camp, we have a rookie tournament that's going to take place in Penticton. Basically, the third week of September, we're going to come out of that and get into training camp. And then the Oilers have to have a cap-compliant roster for October the 12th. Is it possible that one or two more guys get signed? I think it's possible that we might see one more signed for sure. Steve says, Bob, Phil Kessel, do you think there's much interest in him signing with the Oilers? If so, how much do you think we can get him for? From Steve. Steve, I think Phil Kessel would look at Edmonton. I think he'd hope to get $1.5 million, and I don't think Edmonton can do that. So at this time. But I think Kessel would be open to it. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Bob, Oilers fan has texted us to say, I'm not attending or watching the World Juniors in part because most of the eligible players aren't playing. Slavkovsky, Wright, Power, and all the rest. That one comes to us from Colton. Not to mention Xavier Borgo. By the way, Brendan, not out of the realm in Penticton for the upcoming World Junior Tournament. That the Oilers could have four first-round picks at, or sorry, the upcoming Penticton Young Stars Tournament. Edmonton could have four first-round picks there. You could see Philip Roberg there. Almost certainly you're going to see Dylan Holloway in Penticton, along with Xavier Borgo and Reed Schaefer. Four first-round picks.
It's asset management.
Yeah, I would be, that has increased, you know, I mean, yeah, there's no, McDavid played one game because Jake Virtanen hit him first shift of the game, blew him up, and then Mitch Moraz and other guys sort of sent the message. But in 2015, Draisaitl ended up playing all three games in 2015. It was outstanding. Let's do it. Let's get into NHL today. It is presented by Elite Promotional. We're going to go to you early. How's that? Because I just completely flipped over the script. NHL Today, for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialist, head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Brendan, what do you got?
Colton Sevier heading overseas, signing a one-year contract with SC Bern in Switzerland. 33 years old now. He had 5 points in 35 games with the Oilers. Added 22 more appearances in Bakersfield last season. Jonathan Huberdeau pledging to donate his brain to Project Enlist Canada for research on brain injuries. The program essentially researching traumatic brain injury, CTE, and post-traumatic stress disorder in military veterans, usually to better treat and diagnose those injuries. Ben Lovejoy, the first active NHL player to donate his brain back in 2017. Team Canada continuing its quest for a title. Group A, I believe, is on the line tonight, or rather Group B. In preliminary play, Canadians have outscored their opponents 21-4 in three games so far. We'll see how Finland holds up against that challenge tonight. They're one of three undefeated teams alongside Canada and the U.S. It's scoreless. No, Austria has put one on the board here midway through the first period against Switzerland, and Germany and Sweden will face off in the late game. Quarterfinals starting on Wednesday.
12:23 in Edmonton. When we come back in Oilers Now, we'll get to the Oilers Now audio Vault for direct workwear. You're listening to Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I better mention that the Doobie Brothers are from the Bay Area. Otherwise, Fear the Finn, a.k.a. S.J. Sharkey, will get all upset at me. Phil. because he took time to text me to tell me. All right, you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. So, Brendan, again, good chance we'll see four Oilers first-round picks in the Penticton tournament. It's nice to have those picks, isn't it? And isn't it interesting because they traded away some second-rounders and the most criticized, maybe the most criticized move Ken Holland's made so far has been the Athanasiu trade for the 2 seconds. We ran the stat for you of the top 12 teams in the league. Only Edmonton and Minnesota had four first-rounders, 19, 20, 21, and 22. Go for it. The floor is yours.
Which to me is a result of being patient at the trade deadline, you know, not overspending. We've seen other organizations in the league overspend on players, especially the rentals that don't end up sticking around. I mean, I hate to pile on Toronto in this instance, but guys like Nick Foligno that didn't stick around, right? That's
What do you mean Toronto? Like the Athletic sits there and they write on daily basis the sheer genius of all things that are Kyle Dubas out of Toronto. Like, And I'll say this about Toronto. They've had some tough teams that have knocked them out. Columbus wasn't one of them, in my opinion. Like, they haven't won a playoff series since Austin Matthews was 6, which I'm sure none of us are that disappointed in. But the reality of the situation is they've got one first-round pick from the last 4 drafts. And he's been dealing with either an illness or he's had some challenges along the way. Go for it. I mean,
It's asset management, again, by Ken Holland. And this is a situation where I don't think a lot of people wanted to give him credit for his ability to do that. And, hey, okay, after the Athanasiu trade, you know, understandable to receive some criticism there. But if you look beyond that, you look at things now from 30,000 feet, I think the body of work has been great.
All right. We'll get to Ken Holland a little bit later on today's show. John Shannon coming up, our NHL insider. We had a couple different little concepts to talk about with John related to TV and radio. But at this time, off to a global news weather traffic update, Eileen Bell.